keep the sun out of their eyes, and it had four wheels and they can lie down in there.
That's what I call that, a stroller.
Okay.
A baby carriage or a stroller, either one.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Now, if you take the baby out, you might say you're going to what the baby? You're going
take
to
take it for a walk.
Okay. And a female offspring would be a, wouldn't be a boy, should be a
girl.
Wouldn't be a son, but a
daughter.
Okay. And now, in a neighborhood, they thought, some neighborhoods they have, there are women who assist in the birth of babies. Is there something like that in your...
There are women here, there are women here that deliver babies. Up in Del Rio, she delivered, let's see, a set of twins back in March. She said that had made her, she told how many in the paper, and then she delivered a baby. She delivered a set of babies that day, a twins, and then this on your baby day.
And what would you call a woman who does that? You call her
a granny woman. That's what we always call her, a granny woman.
And if a boy has, you know, facial features very much like his father, you'd say he
looks just exactly like his daddy.
And what if he behaves the same way?
I said, well, we always said you just inherited it from your daddy.
If his father is very stubborn, let's say, and the boy is very stubborn too, you might say, would you say this?
I always tell Vernon he's just stubborn just like you sometimes.
Okay. And then a woman, let's say, said my mother really had a job there. She, 16 children, she
raised us.
Yeah. And then your brother or sister's child would be your boy, would be your
son.
Well, no, your...
You're talking about nephew and niece.
Yeah, sure. And then a child whose parents are dead is a child whose both parents are dead.
An orphan.
Yeah. Pardon?
An orphan.
Yeah.
An orphan boy or a girl.
Yeah. And then a person, maybe the court would appoint to take care of.
That's the guardian.
Okay. And then all of the people related to you, you'd call them all of your
kinfolk.
Sure. And if someone wasn't related to you, you'd speak about that person. You'd say, well, he's no
kin to me.
Okay. And now these are just for pronunciation. This isn't a test. These are just for pronunciation, but I try to think of ways of saying it without saying it first. But the mother of Jesus, her name was
Mary.
Yeah, and the other Mary in the Bible,
Mary Magdalene.
And hers was her sister's name. Remember her sister? Mary Magdalene. In that book, I think it's in Luke, they talk about Mary and
Martha?
Sure. And then there was a song before your time, but they still play it. It's called Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Millie?
Sure. And then if a boy's name is, man's name is William, when he was little, they might have called him
Little Willie?
Sure. And the first book of the New Testament is right before Mark.
Matthew?
All right. And an untrained or part-time minister in a community, you know? Someone who really has no formal training at all. You might be called what kind of a preacher? Well, or a carpenter who doesn't do, let's take a, maybe start out with...
No cat preachers, what we always
do. Okay, all right, that would be good. Now, but I was thinking maybe you're a carpenter, a person who really didn't have good tools, you know, and
he just didn't have it, so weird. It made all I didn't say about it.
Well, you know the term jackleg at all?
No.
A jackleg preacher or a yard.
Yeah,
preacher.
I've told them that.
What were you talking about, preachers or carpenters?
I've told preachers that. I told them little jacklegged preachers.
Okay.
That thought they know it and didn't know it either.
Okay, so that would be someone who
yeah.
That's what I'm interested in. To you, that would mean someone who didn't know what he was talking about. Who,
that's right.
I see. Okay.
You know, we've got a whole lot of them in the world.
Yeah.
They claim to be preachers, but they just don't know it and just think the preachers are. Now, that's me.